All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to get things started this Saturday afternoon in the Big Ten as you have the 8th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers traveling to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, both of these teams come into this game with a conference record of 3-2, and this is basically an elimination game in the Big Ten West. And the reason why I say it is this. Both of these clubs are one loss behind the Nebraska Cornhuskers for first place in this division. But the difference is Wisconsin holds the tiebreaker over Nebraska, while Northwestern has already lost this season to the Huskers. Now, you look at the running game for the Badgers, and that is going to be a big factor if they're able to go on the road and get this victory with running back Corey Clement. I look at this very physical Wisconsin defense, which is led by TJ Watt, as he already has 7 sacks this season. And as a unit, Wisconsin defensively has 20 team sacks and 10 interceptions. That is important because they are going up against an explosive Northwestern Wildcats offense, which is led by quarterback Clayton Thorson, running back Justin Jackson, and wide receiver Austin Carr. But there's one thing about this Wisconsin team, and it's 2 words to sum them up: mentally tough. And because of that, I think Wisconsin has what it takes to go on the road and knock off the Wildcats by the score of 30-23. Now, in the Big 12 Conference, you have the 18th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys traveling to the Little Apple in Manhattan to take on the Kansas State Wildcats. You look at Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph, and he has had a stellar season, and it's going to be interesting to see if this K-State defense, led by defensive lineman Jordan Willis, who already has 8 sacks this season, can do enough to slow down this potent Oklahoma State offense. But I look at wide receiver James Washington for the Cowboys. He is a one-man wrecking crew, along with running back Justice Hill. And like it or not, this Cowboys defense can go out there and put pressure on opponents, as they have 22.5 team sacks this season to go along with 10 interceptions. Thus, I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road in this one by the score of 37-23. Now, staying in the Big 12 Conference, we have the TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Waco to take on the 17th-ranked Baylor Bears. Now, Baylor suffered defeat last Saturday for the first time this season as they fell on the road by 1 point to the Texas Longhorns. And you have to wonder if there is going to be some type of hangover when they host TCU this Saturday. You look at TCU quarterback Kenny Hill, and he's been up and down this season, but when he's on, plain and simply, he's on. And it's going to be interesting to see if he can have a field day against this Baylor defense. Traven Howard, the linebacker for TCU, has 88 tackles this season, and he's going to be an important factor in this game as the Horned Frogs look to slow down, because you can't really stop this Baylor offense, but you have to try to slow them down, and he is going to be a big factor. 31 team sacks on the season for TCU, and they have to go out there and put pressure on quarterback Seth Russell and keep this Baylor offense in third and long. Force him to stand in pocket and force him to solely beat you with his arm. But Russell has a lot of talent around him on the offensive side of the ball with running back Terrence Williams and KD Cannon. And I think this is going to be a very high-scoring affair between both of these clubs. But I'm going to take TCU in the upset on the road over Baylor by the score of 41-37. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, you have the 11th-ranked Florida Gators, who are in first place in the SEC East, making a rare trip to Fayetteville to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Now, Arkansas is 5-3, and they might be 1-3 in the SEC, but I tell you, this is a team that typically nobody wants to face. You go back 2 weeks ago, and Arkansas was embarrassed on the road at the hands of Auburn by the score of 56-3. Arkansas was off last week, and I guarantee you Brett Bielema's team is going to have a different outlook this Saturday. I expect Arkansas to be more physical at the line of scrimmage and is try to go out there and establish the running game with running back Raleigh Williams. But on the flip side, you're looking at this Florida defense, which is number 2 in the nation, and they can get physical with anybody as they have 10 interceptions on the season and 21 team sacks. Luke Del Rio is the best option for Florida at quarterback. And when he's on, the Gators are able to move the ball and they are much more efficient. It's going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Florida on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. Now, the big one in the SEC this weekend will take place Saturday night as you have the top-ranked team in the land, and I'm referring to the Alabama Crimson Tide, making that trek to Baton Rouge to take on the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers. Now, both of these teams come into this game fresh off of a bye week, but the Bama Tide are coming in favored by 7.5 points over the Bayou Bengals. You look at Alabama's defense, which is ranked fourth in the nation, and they have 32 team sacks, and that's going to be imperative. Why? Because LSU needs to run the football effectively. Is Leonard Fournette going to be healthy? He's been slowed by an ankle injury at running back all season long, but the Tigers still have Darius Grice as well, so it's a solid 1-2 punch that this Alabama front seven will have to deal with. Danny Etling at quarterback. Can the Tide be able to confuse him and have him show the form that he had earlier in the season when Les Miles was running things as the head coach as opposed to Ed Orgeron down there in Baton Rouge? This Alabama offense led by quarterback Jalen Hurts has been very, very difficult to stop as he is a dual threat back there. And just when you think you have him, he can take off and make plays happen with his legs. I think LSU is going to play an inspired game because Ed Orgeron is looking to become the full-time football coach for the Bayou Bengals, but Alabama right now is simply a better team. Thus, I'm going to take the Tide on the road by the score of 26-20. And finally, the big one in the Big Ten on Saturday night, as you have the 10th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers making the trek to the Horseshoe to take on the 6th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Both of these teams come into this contest with records of 7-1, while they are also 4-1 within the Big Ten Conference, and this could be a potential Big Ten title game preview. You look at quarterback Tommy Armstrong for Nebraska, and which Tommy Armstrong is going to show up? The guy that can help Nebraska win or the guy that can help Nebraska lose? We'll have to wait and see. But this Huskers defense so far this season does have 15 interceptions, and that's important because they have to find a way to contain Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett. Keep him in that pocket, make him one-dimensional, and make him beat you with his arm. But it's easier said than done for the Buckeyes as far as stopping them, because you look at running back Mike Weber, and he really knows how to keep opposing defenses on their toes. Ohio State defensively can mix it up as well, as they have 12 interceptions. And like I've said before, Tommy Armstrong can be up and down at quarterback. And if he's down, this Ohio State defense will definitely take advantage of it. A lot of people are looking down on Ohio State after the last 2 weeks, but they're 1-1 over their last two games against quality opponents. And I think they get another victory this Saturday as they win at home over Nebraska by the score of 34-27. So folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week 9 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.